Chapter 2. What is AI and what can it do? After the Second World War, newspapers across the world announced that scientists had invented electronic brain machines which could do lots of highly complex mathematics more quickly and more accurately than humans could. They must have seemed like very intelligent machines. In fact, these electronic brains were doing something incredibly useful, and something that people find very difficult to do, but not something that requires intelligence. Understanding exactly what computers are designed to do and what they cannot do is central to understanding AI and why it is so difficult. Remember that Turing machines and computers are nothing more than machines for following instructions. The instructions that we give a Turing machine are what we call a program nowadays. Most programmers probably do not even realise that they are basically interacting with a Turing machine. We build higher-level programming languages like Python, Java, and C, which make it easier to use the machine by hiding some of the confusing information about it from the programmer. However, programming with these languages is still complex, which is why good programmers are so well paid. Without explaining how to program a computer, it is enough to know that every program basically follows instructions like add A to B. If the result is bigger than C, then do D. If not, do E. Repeatedly do F until G. This is true for computer programs like Microsoft Word and PowerPoint, games like Call of Duty and Minecraft, social media, the apps on your phone, or internet search engines. If we are going to build intelligent machines, then it must be possible to reduce their intelligence to such simple, precise instructions. This is the basic challenge of AI. To make it possible, we must create machines that behave intelligently by following lists of simple instructions like these. To begin to understand what computers can do well, we need to realise just how fast they are. The kind of computer you might own today can follow up to 100 billion instructions, like those listed above, every second. To do the same number of calculations that a computer can do in just 1 second, you would have to follow one instruction every 10 seconds without stopping for 3,700 years. As well as being much slower than computers, humans make more mistakes. Although computers often crash, this is usually because of mistakes made by the people who wrote the programs. Modern computers rarely make mistakes. They can be trusted to work for up to 50,000 hours, following tens of billions of instructions for every second of those hours before failing. Finally, despite being just machines for following instructions, this does not mean that computers cannot make decisions. They certainly can, but we have to give them precise instructions about how. And a computer can later change these instructions for itself, as long as we have told it how to do so. A computer is able to behave differently over time. It can learn. So if computers can follow very simple instructions very, very quickly, and they can make decisions, as long as those decisions are precisely explained, why is advanced AI hard to achieve? To understand this, it helps to look at problems which are easy to write the code for and problems which are not. Mathematical calculations are the easiest for computers because they can be done following very simple recipes which can be directly translated into computer programs. The first program Turing wrote for the Manchester Baby computer in 1948 did this. Next, we have tasks like arranging lists of numbers from low to high or names from A to Z. The early recipes for this type of task were very slow and almost impossible to use. Then, in 1959, a technique called quicksort was invented, which, for the first time, provided a really efficient way to do this. Problems that required much more effort, such as playing board games, were a big challenge. Although there is a very simple recipe for playing board games based on a technique called search, which is easy to program, it only works on very simple games, as it requires a lot of time and computer memory. To make search work with more complex games, something extra was needed. There will be more about this in Chapter 4. The next group of problems, recognizing faces in a picture, automated translation, and usable real-time translation of spoken words, are all very different, but have been solved by a technique called machine learning, which will be discussed in Chapter 11. The area of driverless cars seems simple, as we do not usually think intelligence is needed to drive. In fact, it is very hard to get computers to drive cars. The main problem is that a car needs to understand where it is and what is going on around it. Imagine a driverless car on a busy city road. The main difficulty is not deciding what to do, slow down, speed up, turn left, right, etc., but rather identifying where it is, where the other cars and people are, and what they are doing. If you have all that information, then deciding what you need to do is usually going to be easy. But more about that in Chapter 12. There are some problems that we really have little idea how to solve using AI. These include understanding a complex story and answering questions about it, translating a novel, understanding what is happening in a photograph and not just recognizing the people in it, writing an interesting story, or understanding a painting. But the most difficult problem of all is how to develop computers with general-purpose human-level intelligence. The Turing test, as discussed in the previous chapter, raises many questions about this. Imagine that you are an interviewer in the Turing test and you believe that you are talking to something that understands your questions and produces the kinds of answers that a human might give. According to the Turing test, the program is behaving like a human, and that makes the decision that you are interacting with something with human-level intelligence simple. But there are still at least two different logical ways of explaining this. Either the program actually understands the conversation, like a person does, or the program does not understand the conversation, but it seems to understand. There is a big difference between these two positions. Most of us would probably accept that the second type of program is possible, but that the first is more difficult to imagine and we would need more evidence. The goal of building programs that really do understand in the way that people understand is called strong AI. The weaker goal of building programs that show the same ability as humans but without really understanding is called weak AI. While the grand dream of AI seems obvious, it is surprisingly hard to identify what it means or when we will know that we have found it. For this reason, although strong AI is important, it has little to do with AI research today. A more limited goal is to build machines that have general-purpose human-level intelligence, known as general AI. This would mean a computer that has all the same intelligence abilities as a typical person, able to talk in natural language, solve problems, use logic, understand its environment, and so on. It probably would not involve issues such as consciousness. So general AI might be thought of as weak AI. Instead, what AI researchers usually concentrate on is building computer programs that can carry out particular tasks which normally require our brains to do them. But how? Historically, AI has followed one of two main ways of approaching this problem. The first, called symbolic AI, involves trying to model how the human mind works in everyday tasks like problem solving. For example, a symbol room 451 in a robot's control system might be the name that a robot uses for your bedroom, and a symbol clean room might be used as the name for the activity of cleaning a room. As the robot works out what to do, it makes use of these symbols, and so, for example, if the robot decides to carry out the action clean room, room 451, then this means that the robot has decided to clean your bedroom. The symbols the robot is using mean something in its environment. This was the most popular way of building AI systems until the end of the 1980s, maybe because it was clear and it modelled the way humans think. The second way of building an AI system is to try to model the human brain, but this is extremely complex. A human brain contains about 100 billion parts which are connected to each other, and we really do not, and probably never will, understand how they work well enough to copy them into a machine. But we can look at how the brain works and try to make a model of its different parts in intelligent systems. This research area is called neural networks or neural nets. First developed before the birth of AI itself, it has shown most progress this century and led to a new interest in AI.